Hey, welcome to the Home Care Bosses podcast. We are so excited that you are here. I'm Sue Dennis, the home care agency startup and growth expert and your host for the Home Care Bosses podcast. This podcast is made for overworked, frustrated, burnt out healthcare professionals who are fed up with their day job and looking to build their own profitable home care agency so they can impact their corner of the world and have a business that fed their lives. And our goal here is to spread best practices about home care agency ownership so you can avoid costly mistakes, gain the confidence, and become the home care boss that you desire to be. So thank you so much for showing up today. We are so glad that you are here. Hello, welcome. One of the questions that I get all the time is, do you have to be a nurse in order to own a home care agency? And I'll answer this question for you in the podcast. So being a nurse gives you an advantage, but the truth is you do not have to be a nurse to be a home care agency owner. I know lots of time I always address nurses. And the reason why I address nurses is because my background, if you don't know, I am a nurse. I am a registered nurse. I also have a master's in science and nursing education. Yes, I am a real nurse teacher at the university level. So I know nurses. I can relate to nurses. I can connect with nurses. I can see how nurses can transfer their skills, the skills that they have learned from nursing, into a successful home care agency owner. That's why I focus and talk about nurses and inviting nurses into this side of entrepreneurship. But in reality, you don't have to be a nurse. You don't have to be a nurse to be a home care agency owner. Of course, it gives you advantages being a nurse because you already know how to care for people. One of the disadvantages of being a nurse is most nurses don't have business skills prior to owning a home care agency. So that's one of the disadvantages. So if you have the passion to help the elderly, if you have leadership aptitude, if you have some business background, you can also be a home care agency owner. So first is start with the passion. You have to have the passion for this. There's no if and but. But if you have any business, leadership skills, sales and marketing skills, those are some of the skills that you will need in order to be a successful home care agency owner. So don't stop your dream because you're not a nurse, because lots of the people that I know that are doing well in this business, they are not even nurses. I have clients who are teachers, doctors, engineers, lots of people who are looking to have a second career. One of the careers transition that I've seen that does really well in home care agency is people who are were pharmaceutical rep. Prior to have their home care agency, they do really well because they already have the sales skills and they already have some of the connections already in your community. I will say sales is a great skill to have when you come into this business. And usually this is where nurses struggle, because nurses, we are more likely to give. We are the caretaker, and sales usually does not come easy to us. But if you have sales background, such as someone who's a pharmaceutical sales rep, they tend to really excel into this business model. So the other traits that are helpful as a home care agency owner is being persistent, being consistent, because business is about consistency. You have to be consistent. You cannot just go out there today and market and did not get a result and expect and just stop doing it because of that. You can't imagine how many times people come. I have a free Facebook group where people come and say, hey, I have so many, my marketing techniques are not working, and they are there complaining. And when I ask, how often did you go market? They say, hey, I went once and I didn't get an answer. This is not how it works. It takes time. It takes time for you, for people to trust you and be and refer clients to you. I'll say, like, in my personal experience, in average, it takes us 16 touch points with a referral source before they feel so comfortable and start really referring all of their potential clients to us. You have to be consistent. So if you're someone who have consistency, that's a great business for you. You have to be willing to learn. Like, there's a lot to learn. You have to be willing to learn. You have to be willing to put yourself out there, because in the first year, you're going to have to put yourself out there and market your business. You're going to have to be self-motivated. So you are motivating yourself through this process, because you're going to make mistakes. Yes, you are. But you're going to learn a tons from those mistakes. I made so many mistakes in my first few years of being in business, and I still make mistakes today. But guess what? I learned from those mistakes, and I learned how to be even better from those mistakes. So those are some of the skills, whether you're a nurse or not, that you need to have in order to be successful in the home care business. But you don't have to be a nurse to own a home care agency. But I want to put this out there. There are some states that require that you have a registered nurse on board for your agency. But even in those states, the owner does not have to be the registered nurse. If you are in a state where they require for you to have a nurse on board, you can always hire a nurse as needed to be that nurse on board, so the owner doesn't have to be that person. Like, I can share a ton of story. Like, one of my clients I can think of, her name is Wilda. She is in Maryland. She has a very successful home care agency there, but she is not a nurse. She is not a nurse, and she is doing well with her agency, and she is not a nurse. So you don't have to be a nurse. So don't let that stop you. Don't try to go back to school to be a nurse so you can own a home care agency. You don't need that credential in order to have a successful home care agency. And if you'd like to learn the systems that our clients like Woda are using to build their profitable home care agency, we want to give you this free 3-part video series that we have. All you have to do, you go on our website, homecarebossesunited.com/success, homecarebossesunited.com/success, so you can grab that free 3-part video series so you can see the systems that our clients are using to build their own profitable home care agency, whether they are a nurse or Nat. So thank you so much for listening to the Home Care Podcast. So do you have any questions that you would like for us to answer live for you? If you do, it's pretty simple. All you have to do is head over to Apple Podcasts, leave us a rating. So you see where you see the 5-star, you leave us a 5-star rating there. And then once you leave us the rating, there's a space for you to add a review. Write your review. We want to hear the truth. We want to hear exactly what you think of this podcast. And if you have any questions, anything you'd like for us to bring into the podcast, add it into your review. We actually read them. We would love to read your review. And in the review, add your questions, and we'll be glad to answer your questions live for you. If you want us to give you a shout out, make sure you include your name in the review so we can give you a shout out. And after that, you just sit still and wait for us to answer your question live. Again, thank you so much. We'll see you in the next episode.